you're about to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. Yeah, I've known this guy now for like a total of like 7 weeks. And I'm going out of the country. He could sell me.
Yeah.
He could sell me in Mexico. And but here's the thing. My family's obsessed with him.
Okay.
My stepdad is hanging out with him right now.
Oh my God.
Because he's working. His food truck is at like the place he's gonna be taking, like getting a kitchen in or whatever. And so I messaged my mom and I was like, hey, what are y'all doing tonight? I don't have dinner plans. Like, I need to eat something. And whenever I don't have plans, I mooch off of them. That's like my go-to. And this was like before we had texted. So I was like, Friday night, I don't want to be by myself. Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
So sorry. I just admitted that I like low-key was not planning on doing this. And then when he texted me, I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, I'll be there. story of my life. But so she was like, oh, I'm actually thinking of going to the place that he's at. And I was like, oh, is there. And then,
are we saying names?
Well, he's my boyfriend now. Should I still call him something else?
I don't think I've called my husband by his name.
Okay.
Just, you know, whenever we become mega famous. We called him the athlete, though.
Should we still do that?
Heck yeah. Forever.
Okay.
You know who you are.
You're
the athlete.
He knows. Yeah, he knows. Like, I don't think I've told him, but if we, obviously, he would know.
What if? Just talking about a completely different person this whole time. Joke's on you.
Like, to rewind a little bit.
Okay.
My mom and I were texting, so I wanted dinner. And she was like, oh, I'm going to the kitchen. And I was like, oh, like the kitchen that this guy's taking over.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's crazy. Like, he's going to be there. And she was like, no shit. That's why I'm going. And I was like,
oh,
without me?
My gosh.
Like, she was gonna go without her own daughter who's dating this guy.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, well, like, I would go too. But then he texted me and I was like, well, I'm doing that. And so it was fine. But then my stepdad called. So I texted him and said, I was like, hey, what's up? Can't talk right now. And he was like, oh, I'm still going to like that kitchen. Him and my siblings are going. And I was just like, why? Like, I've known this guy like 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I am dating him. Like, it's legit and everything. But they are like hanging out with him. They came to his basketball game. Like, I was there.
Yeah.
But like, they are bought in.
Maybe it's just like, this is what people do in adult relationships. Because you're much more like, you're an adult now. You know,
that's
you and
weird.
Your ex. That's so weird. Lexi, you're almost 30.
That hits me like randomly, though, actually. Like, yeah, I kind of wonder, I don't know if this is where you're going, but if they're buying into the relationship because they're like, oh, if she's like introducing him, like this is serious, like they're adults. I even had a conversation. So I tried to get my IUD out.
Okay.
It was stuck.
Okay.
So I have to have like a little minor procedure to get it out now.
Oh.
Yeah, they have to go in with a camera.
Oh.
See what's going on in there.
Uh-huh.
So as I'm like driving home with my mom, I was like, hey, if I can't get this like camera situation to get it taken out, and I have to have a legit surgery, I'm never going to get on birth control again.
Fuck no.
Right. And she was like, well, you could do the pill. And I was like, well, the side effects and like, you know, I was just telling her like, this one's localized. So there's not as many hormones and all these things. And I was like, so it was the best choice for me. I've tried other kinds. And I was like, so I think I just wouldn't. And she was like, well, what if you got pregnant? And I was like, I mean, mom, I'm like 30.
Yeah.
Like, I would just keep the damn baby. At like, there's nothing to say about that. I would be like, all right, I guess that's my kid. Like,
yeah,
I'm freaking 30. Like, anyways.
Yeah.
And that was really weird because it was like, I still have that mentality of like, what would I do if I accidentally got pregnant? It's like be an adult. Like,
right. Yeah.
Because I'm literally 30 almost. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That's kind of like the point that, well, obviously I'm married now, but before we were married and we were just dating, even whenever we were engaged too, we were kind of just like, I mean, like if it happens, we're adults, like, well, you know, and we want kids. It's not like we don't want kids. That would be a different conversation.
Right, of course.
But that's not our conversation. And so it's kind of just like, I mean, we can support a person, an additional person. We both want that. And yeah, maybe it's not like ideal timing, but it's okay, you know? But yeah, going back to that adult piece too, I'm curious if like maybe that's why your parents are just so cool with it. And because y'all are going about it like in a very adult way. Like whenever I introduced my now husband to my parents, it wasn't like whenever we were kids and they're, you know, like making sure that his morals are aligned and, you know, what are his intentions, blah, 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 because they could tell off the bat just by the way he carried himself as an adult that his intentions were pure. He's not a piece of shit. So, and same with the athlete. I've had the opportunity to meet him once now at this, right? Just one time?
Yeah.
At your birthday.
Yeah. Which I did not know that y'all were all going to be there. So he really just got like introduced to everybody all at once, which is hilarious to me because I wasn't going to invite him. Cause at that point,
oh my gosh,
whenever I knew about my birthday, we weren't dating. So I was like, I'm not going to bring some guy I'm like serious with, but talking to my birthday where there's going to be pictures.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's fine. Like, you can go. I think we were dating then. Like, but like literally
the
just
day before.
Started.
Yeah. Yes.
So then I was like, yeah, just you can come. And then everybody was there.
Yeah.
He met all y'all. He met my family. He was at my birthday. I was just like, well, here we are.
Yeah. Just full send. No soft launch.
No.
Full send.
Meet everybody.
Yeah. What a guy.
He handled it.
Yeah. Love that he's a yapper.
He
as a fellow yapper. I appreciate that.
It's been really like, because I have my history of not always trusting myself now, because I obviously did not make a good choice last time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been like loving, and we don't have to do it on the podcast, obviously, but to ask, what is your actual like thoughts of this person? Because I am like, I think he's super great. And obviously you can't see the things that he's doing behind the scenes, you know, but like, what's your first impression? Like, do you think he's a good guy? My mom seems to think he's a great guy, but because of her trauma, she's like, in 6 months, you could find out he's like a narcissist.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, she's not wrong.
I know. It is
Which is scary and weird. But 7 weeks. We're at the 7 week mark, baby. And going international.
Going international. I know, it's crazy. That will be the craziest thing in my life if I find out this guy is actually like a narcissist or like something crazy that he's been hiding this whole time. Because that would be some grade A acting. Like,
ooh,
And no like red flags leading up to that.
Yeah.
At least not that I can see right now unless I'm just
jaded.
You know, like trying not to see them.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I love this for you. I think it's also different, like, traveling as an adult couple versus traveling as, like, even a, like, early 20s, I think is very different.
I never would have done this, I think.
No.
But now I'm, like, an adult woman that if I needed to, like, book a flight and, like, get the fuck out of there. But I don't think that's going to happen.
But, like, but still, like, you're able to.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think there's some security in that as well. Because I don't know how I would feel if I went on a trip knowing that I wouldn't have the means to be able to just leave at any time if I needed to. How long is the trip?
5 days.
Okay. So like I said, you're either going to come back, relationship will flourish, blossom, or you come back and you never talk to him again.
Oof. We are around each other a lot, so that would be crazy if we just can't get along.
Yeah.
We'll see. I could be totally eating all my words later.
Yeah. Who knows? It's all in the experience.
And that's the weird part about life. Like, you really think you know things.
Right.
And you say things with full confidence.
Until you get fucking checked.
Fucking humbled. And then you're like, I don't know shit about shit. Oh, my God. Yeah. So now I feel like I have to preface everything with, like, for right now. Or, like, we'll see.
Yeah.
Because I was humbled. I was like, I'm engaged. And I care about this person so deeply. And now I'm like, I really was unhappy and didn't even know it. That's fucking crazy.
That kind of reminds me of, like, we've talked about off the pod, like, veils and stuff. And I feel like this is also kind of similar because I think you can have a veil on whenever you're in a relationship. I mean, even, like, at a job, you can have a veil. With your family, you can have a veil.
Are you talking about, like, kind of switching your personality a little bit, like depending on the group you're with? Or are you talking more like being like acting a certain way?
So not, I think what you're talking about is like code switching.
Okay.
But kind of just like the layer of bullshit that you don't know is over you until you know it's been over you.
Mm.
Like there's certain drugs that you can do and it takes this veil off.
Right.
And I think it's just, why are these drugs illegal? You know?
These drugs that there's been absolutely no experience with, so we
None.
Only know from other people's experience.
Right, exactly.
we have heard mm-hmm. that it can make you like see the government differently and like the systems yeah. are wrong mm-hmm. and like, yeah. So why is that illegal?
Right. Because they don't want us to know. Whatever it is, they're hiding. I don't know. This is getting very tinfoil hat.
I was actually in my head doing like, we should edit in some like weird alien like meow, 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 like music in the background.
We should edit tinfoil hats on yes. at this point as well. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that might be a whole other conversation for maybe a different podcast. Well, but I do want to talk further about veils. But let's take a quick break.
Okay.
Hey, Bobo.
Hey.
If we talk about butt stuff on the podcast...
I don't care.
Well, what if, like, your family listens to this? Okay. Let the record show. He did consent.
So, butt stuff.
Yeah. I guess, what are your views on... pleasuring your man in the butt?
I was gonna take it seriously with the way you said it. It was so like 13 year old.
Yeah.
Pleasuring your man in the butt. I feel like I'm down. Okay. I've never eaten ass. I'm sorry, why am I 12 years old? I've never eaten ass.
All of a sudden. Okay.
But I've one time with a partner.
Mm-hmm.
I like barely got a pinky in there, like barely like this much.
Okay.
And I didn't have nails, so only that much.
Oof.
And he was really drunk, so he was like loose and like chilling.
That loose? That's...
Well, I mean, like, normally I wouldn't even be able to get in that vicinity.
Oh, I see. I see.
And then because he was like drunk, he was kind of like, hee hee hee. And I was able to do that. And because I think I like couldn't obviously access much, there was mm-hmm. like no further interest.
Yeah.
And I was bummed.
Yeah.
Pun intended. But I'm down with it. I think I just don't. I also, if there's like a lot of hair and stuff going on, I don't know if I want that in my. That
right. In your mama.
But I'm cool with it.
Okay.
It's my partners that aren't cool with it.
Yeah.
But you have a different experience.
I guess, you know, it's not for everyone. Just like with any type of like sexual satisfaction, like we all have our different preferences, flavors, whatever. But yeah, I'm down to clown on the brown, you know? It doesn't...
Is that a saying or did you just come up with that?
I'm sure it's been said before.
Oh my God. That needs to be in a rap or something. I don't know.
That'll be the title of this episode.
Down to clown on the brown.
Yeah, because I mean, at the end of the day, it's a preference. It's a sensational area, you know. But I am curious. But, okay. I am curious, though, because there is, like, actual science about how there is, what is it, like, nerve endings there that are pleasurable.
Pituitary gland? Because they call it the P-spot.
I think your pituitary gland is like in your mouth somewhere.
Wait, what is male G-spot?
I thought it was like prostate. But that's
yes!
Like, the prostate's like in there. Didn't we look this up in book club? The prostate's like behind the balls inside.
Hey, you're 100% right. It's the prostate, not the pituitary gland.
Can you please look up where the pituitary gland is?
Yeah, so this image...
Yes, that's the prostate, right?
So in this,
uh-huh.
they are like easily like this deep.
Oh yeah, knuckle deep. I've not ever done that to my
I
man.
Thought, so I was Googling because mm-hmm. my partner is not really down to clown in the brown. So I was like looking up how to like massage externally.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it was possible if you like basically get in between, like in the gooch,
mm-hmm.
and you like really like find it and you can apparently like feel it.
Oh,
I just don't
see
how that's like I can't figure that out because
dude,
like it's in there.
Yeah. And if they have like big cheeks,
oh yeah,
that's so hard.
You gotta
can you
like
imagine
really
they
spread
have
them.
Cake and then you might be wrist deep at that point,
just fisting at that point.
Really getting in that prostate.
That pituitary.
That pituitary. But even like the outside, like what you were saying, like massaging, I think there's even like nerve endings there too that are pleasurable as well. So ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to go knuckle deep for it to be pleasurable. You just rim it. I was going to give a demonstration with my mouth. I will not do that.
So I was, when I was Googling it, because I was really interested. I've never been able to do this. So I'm like, I'm interested. One of my partners told me that like they non-consensually had this occur to them with a different partner. Mm-hmm. And they like felt like they seized. Like they had a complete factory reset. And it was like, yes, pleasurable, but like almost like they were unwell. Like they did not really want it.
Like a shock.
Yeah. Like it was like way too much. Mm. But now I want to know if I can do that to someone. I want to factory reset some motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Oh. And I don't know. So I was like Googling it and it said like you can obviously use your mouth. You can like, they said like press the button. Or like, just like kind of massage.
Yeah.
And like do all these different things. So I like, I want to try, even if I can't get knuckles deep, like let me try some stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I think even with just like lube around that area would be pleasurable too.
Yeah.
Hmm. Factory reset. I wonder if for that person, it was almost like for females, like the first time that you have an orgasm. Do you remember the first time that you ever had an orgasm? How old were you?
Oh, young. I was probably really like third or fourth grade. So whatever age you were in there. Because I remember it like almost hurt. Like for me, because it was like such an intense feeling. It was like almost like, have you ever like come with a vibrator and the vibration's so intense, you're almost like forcing yourself to come because it's like too intense.
Yeah.
It was like more like that than like a normal, for me, a normal come.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old were you?
I was also very young too, which is something that's not, I think, talked about that much is how kids are actually like exploring their bodies at such a young age. Mm-hmm. And it's actually so normal for kids to do that. I mean, I think about just like how kids discover the world around them is through play, through exploration. So why wouldn't kids be doing that with their body as well? You know,
and it's something that's always there. So, like, you can accidentally do something and be like, oh, that feels good.
Yep.
And in your innocent brain, it feels just as good as like eating sweets or like whatever. Right. It's totally normal.
So you just think, oh, this feels good. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because it feels great.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was relatively young too. And like I didn't, it's not like I started my period at a young age. Like I didn't start my period until I was 15. And that's another thing too, that at least I hear is like a common misconception of whenever caregivers think like, oh my God, something's wrong with my kid. Like they're way too young to be doing this. Like they're not even going through puberty. But even as like a little tiny, teeny being, you still have hormones, you know, no matter how old you
and
are.
And nerves.
And nerves, And just like all the pleasure sensations, just like what you said, like eating, the satisfaction that you get from yummy taste, same thing for whenever you're exploring your body. So I remember the first time that I like discovered that feeling of an orgasm and I was like, whoa, what was that? I'm going to do this every night now.
Why not? Right? Because you're like, this is great.
Yeah. I remember that like initial shock and almost kind of like awakening. So I'm wondering too, because how many males out there have never explored those areas of their body because of, I don't know, stereotype, stigma, could even be pride, toxic masculinity, like all the things that some men and boys are taught to be shameful of to, oh no, you don't explore that part of your body. So I can't even imagine like as a full grown adult. And I mean, I think there's word out there about women who have also never had an orgasm until they're way into their adulthood too. So yeah, that's factory reset. Absolutely. I got a nice factory reset whenever I was, I had to have been honestly either like first or second grade. Like I was very, very young whenever I started exploring my own body.
I was already exploring.
Okay.
I hadn't, because I actually have a super cringe memory of like definitely like leaning against a desk and being like, that feels good. Mm-hmm. And then my teacher walking by and being like, hey, we don't do that. Like that's for private. Like I have to carry that with me until I die, because that teacher was definitely like, the fuck.
Yeah.
But that was in like, I think first grade. maybe second.
Yeah.
I just know I didn't have an orgasm until I was in like third or fourth.
So I was
definitely like, I knew that felt good.
Yeah.
I guess I hadn't done it enough to get to that like,
yeah,
literal climax, you know?
Right. And see, that's something that's just like so devastating too, because I remember that too. Mine wasn't like on a desk, but I did the chair wiggle, you know? Mm. Like you get to one side of the chair and you're doing the wiggle, mm-hmm, right? Because it feels good and you're a kid. Same thing.
You don't know.
Eat something, tastes good, do something, it feels good. Why not?
Right.
Keep doing it. And I think it's almost so devastating the way adults react and respond to that, because then unintentionally, I don't think their intention is to instill shame into kids, but unintentionally it can do that sometimes.
Right.
Like you called it a cringe moment.
Oh.
Like, well, why is it cringe? Because of the reaction that you got from the adult, right?
Right.
The safe, trusted adult that was in your classroom. And I think a lot of people would feel the same way. Like, I remember specifically getting called out for, like, doing a chair wiggle. And it wasn't like, ew, what are you doing? But it was just like, hey, sweetie, are you okay? Like, they were very concerned.
Mm.
And so then that made me feel like I should be concerned. Like, oh, is this, like, sure,
why is
maybe. Why is this concerning? Exactly. So, like, same thing whenever I think talking about just, like, toxic masculinity. I don't even know if that's the right word for it, but just shaming,
mm-hmm,
people for exploring their bodies, specific parts of their bodies, or even also associating it with a certain sexuality.
Yeah.
Like, they're nerve endings, people. Like,
yeah,
we all have them.
If it feels good, like, I mean,
yeah,
it feels good. Like,
yeah,
why deny yourself that?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, I get some people might be denying themselves for, like, a legit reason, you know?
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm,
maybe they're, like, holding out for some goal or whatever they have. But, like, yeah, I feel like life is so short.
Mm-hmm.
Like, feel pleasure in a way, mm-hmm, that, like, makes you, if it feels good and you're happy and everyone's consenting, great.
Right.
I used to think, probably when I was a teenager, I was, like, legit thought I was, like, addicted to doing that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was, mm-hmm, like, I would do masturbation marathons. And the only reason I'm okay with talking about it is because I've heard other people say they would,
yeah,
also do, like, it would be like a Saturday and they have nothing to do. And,
mm-hmm,
so it'd just be like, how many can I crank out?
Yep.
You know, like,
yep,
why not?
Yep.
And not hating, mm-hmm, on like religion, but I feel like sometimes was a little bit like shaming of sex.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like, yeah, sex is good, but only if you're doing it in this one specific way with this one person, and, like,
right,
everything else is really bad.
Right.
So you definitely don't do it. Only be abstinent, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So because of that, even masturbating, I was like, is this bad? Is this shameful?
Right.
But probably a lot of kids are doing that,
mm-hmm,
for various reasons, like,
oh,
exploring,
yeah,
their body, or, like, yeah, pain management, or, like,
yeah. Well, and I even think, like, mental health, too,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
If they feel like they're not in control of their mental health, well, I can at least control this thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's just like, I feel like it's such a taboo thing, because,
mm-hmm,
when you talk about a sentence that has like something like masturbation and children in it, it's like those,
yeah,
things don't merge. You're not supposed to talk about it. But it's like, if,
right,
the children are doing it anyways,
mm-hmm,
maybe we can at least, yeah, educate them so there's not shame around it.
Right.
Like, don't shame them, because then they'll grow up with like this warped perception,
mm-hmm,
of masturbation and sex. And you've got,
yeah,
to be like, you know, it's okay, we all do it, kind of thing.
Right.
So just, mm-hmm, really interesting.
Yeah. Well, and like, it can be dangerous too, to be unknowingly ignorant. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but just not knowing the safety about it too, because whenever you get into relationships, how are you able to tell someone else what you like and what you don't like? Also, how do you know that it's okay to tell someone that you don't like something?
Yeah.
And it could like actually be hurting you too, or it could be just like dangerous or unsafe, or using foreign objects that shouldn't go in places, you know, using things that aren't clean, because,
yeah,
that's also a big thing too, is making sure that you're cleaning whatever you're using. So yeah, there's just like, it's such a domino effect to just not setting someone up to be safe. Like,
mm-hmm,
that's really at the core of it, is, and then we're kind of teaching like learned voicelessness about questions centered around sex, exploration, masturbation,
mm-hmm,
even consent too, because if a kid doesn't feel like they have a space to go to ask those questions, well then how are they going to learn these things? And if they're learning from other friends who, yeah, sure, maybe they have experience, maybe they have an adult teaching them how to be safe whenever it comes to those things, sure, cool, I'm sure that they could learn from that friend. What if they have a friend that's not learning those things and they're also just very confident in their unknowing, and, you know, like, so there's dangers to it too. Yeah. But yeah, all normal in development, in child development, exploration, A is like so normal, but yeah, the taboo of why would we not think about exploration with your own body? And we were all kids at some point. We've all been children before. Yeah. So also a wild concept to not think that your kids are going to do the same thing that you've done.
But I don't know if people are talking about it. I feel like a lot of people carry shame that, like, oh my God, I was doing this thing so young. No one else probably was.
Right.
Like, but
yeah,
it's like, yeah, people are. We just don't talk about it because our whole society has created this, like, shameful thing around that, or a stigma, and it is taboo, and so you don't talk about it. And then it's just like, it just perpetuates it. And then there's no education, like you said. And I'm like a big fan of, like, just educating children about that. Like, obviously something that's age appropriate, but, like,
yes,
I just feel like it's so important.
Well, and you can do it in age appropriate ways, you know, but I think that's the hard part is we only know how to talk about this one thing this way. That's typically in an adult version, but there's so many ways to talk about it as, you know, that's more kid friendly. Like, yeah, we might have to be a bit more creative because it's something that we typically, or that society typically doesn't do, but it's possible, you know? Well, and I just think about, like, bless you, goodness, you got the sniffles. I just think about, like, for females, obviously we're both girls, you know, but as a girl, like, I remembered my mom teaching me just what was the right way to wipe so you don't get, like, a yeast infection or a UTI. But that's just, like, one small way, you know? And there was also, like, just subtle things that she would mention of just, like, you know, if you touch a lot of things with your hands, and then if you're wiping, AKA, or, like, kind of alluding to, like, if you're touching yourself with your hands and, you know, there's a lot of germs, and that's kind of, like, how you can get a yeast infection or a UTI of just, like, not cleaning yourself, not washing yourself, even wiping funny.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I just had a UTI for the first time in years, and I thought I was dying. So now I have always been very adamant of, like, after I have sex, I go to the restroom. I think that's, like, the golden rule. Like, I think a lot of females know that. I don't think I learned that until college, and it was not from my mother. It was from a friend that I learned that. And so you always go to the bathroom. That way that prevents you from getting a UTI. If you can take a shower, cool. But if you can't, like, the least that you can do is pee. Also, if you're not trying to get pregnant, I've heard that it fights off sperm. I don't know how true that is. Also was told that in college, so probably not true. I think someone was just projecting. Anyways, so my husband and I went to our friend's birthday party at an Airbnb, but before we went to dinner, my husband and I came there a little bit later, but everybody else had already been there, and they were, I think, like, at a bar nearby. So we were just, you know, getting settled in, and we were like, oh, well, you know, there's no one here. We're trying to get pregnant. Clearly, I'm not because I'm drinking, but we're in that stage of our life. And I just had a feeling. I was like, as soon as we get started, someone's going to bust through the door. And they've all been drinking too. The room that we were in didn't have a lock of any kind on the door. And these are friends that we're, like, pretty close with. Like, you'll just bust through the door and say hi because that's just the level that we're at with them. Yeah. We don't knock on doors or anything. And so lo and behold, we get started. I hear people bust through the front door. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And, like, I can tell that they've been drinking. They're very loosey-goosey, having a good time. So I don't want to stop. And, you know, my husband, he was like, oh, okay, fine. I was like, no. Like, let's just go into the closet. So I went to the closet and did the deed, you know. It was very fun. And then we got ready and we went out. I did not use the bathroom. I just, like, I was in a flurry.
Yeah.
I was trying to get ready. I didn't want to be the people that, like, they're waiting on us to go out. So we just, like, you know, put everything mm-hmm. on and on to the next. So then we go to dinner, we go drinking, we come back, we get into a hot tub.
Oh, it's just really getting that bacteria.
We get into a hot tub.
Honestly, it could have just been the hot tub.
It could have. I have no idea. There's so many things, right? We get out of the hot tub. I don't take a shower. I take my bathing suit off. That's it. Put my clothes on. We karaoke for the rest of the night. We sleep. I wake up. We try to make a baby again. Then I go to the restroom for the first time.
After all of that?
After all of that.
Do you only pee once a year?
I don't know. I'm sure I peed in between there, like whenever we were out.
Okay, I'm like, about. There's no way.
Yeah, but I still, like, the underwear that I had on from whenever we got there, because I hadn't showered, you know? So I had the same pair of underwear on until I got out of the hot tub, essentially. Same undies, hot tub, new undies, no shower, no bathroom. Wake up, go to the bathroom. I don't know if it's my pain tolerance. I don't know if it's my age. I don't know if it's just I haven't had a UTI in so long. But the way that I felt it in my kidneys.
Oh, yeah.
In my back. And the way I felt like someone was holding a stick of dynamite to my crotch as I was peeing out. Unbearable. Then I finally take a shower and I was just so sensitive that anything hurt. And just, I've never experienced that level of UTI. So then we, you know, we get showered, we go and eat breakfast. I'm just like, I have that urge of like, oh, I need to pee, but I know I don't need to pee. So I don't go. And then we get back home. I get cranberry juice. And oh, this was actually on your birthday.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember you having the cup of cranberry juice.
Yeah.
Everyone's drinking their mixed drink. You got your cranberry juice in a cup with a straw.
Yeah. So I drank that whole glass. And it was a pretty large glass, no ice, of just straight cranberry juice. Not cranberry cocktail, just straight cranberry juice. Mm. Ugh, it's disgusting. My teeth felt like shit afterwards, too. Well, sick. So after that, though, the cranberry juice worked. I didn't have to take any medicine. I just drank a shit ton of water, my one big old glass of cranberry juice, and that did the trick. So, I mean, I guess not much has changed from college, because that was all that I did back then. Also, I hate taking medicine, which is also not a great trait, but if I can just fix it, you know, with something else besides medicine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that I was dying.
It's just the sex and the no peeing. That's probably enough.
Or the hot tub. Yeah. Just like triple threat.
Yeah.
All the things that I did wrong, I did wrong.
Yeah.
Well, this, I feel like our episodes always take a turn.
Yeah.
Not for like good or bad, but
unexpected.
I think, yeah. Unexpected for sure. And I don't know, I'm feeling pretty good at what we talked about. I mean, talked about Mexico.
Yep.
I've been dying to hear about that, so I'm so glad we got to talk about that. Talked about butt stuff.
Yeah.
Butt stuff, you're child masturbation.
To, oh, yeah. You're down to clown around in the brown.
Yep, down to clown in the brown.
Yeah. Yeah, child masturbation.
Child masturbation.
Random.
Random.
I'm
not
like
on the docket.
Need a different name for that. Like exploring
child
at a young
exploration.
Age. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That one's still a little.
Self exploration.
There we go.
When you are a child.
Right.
For some reason, just like.
Anything with child.
It just gets weird.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But y'all know what we mean.
Yeah.
Normal development.
Yes.
As a human.
Normal.
Because we were all kids. We've all been kids.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we ended it with UTIs.
Yeah. We were all over the place.
All over the place.
But you know what? I feel like it was a good conversation.
Yeah. Cheers to us.
Cheers. Yay!
And cheers to y'all. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for being
and
here.
And listening and eavesdropping on our conversation.
And then we just break the third wall or the fourth wall. When is that? You know? Like in the office.
Yeah.
Just like randomly look over there.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, why are you here?
Yeah. Get out of here, silly gooses.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. And scene.